What's your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte? Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. 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 And where do you come from?
Waikato.
Where do you live?
Wyndham
Valley. Where do you come from?
Is
that Lantana or Netdale? Netdale. Yeah, that's cool. So, can you guess what church I used to go to when I was your age? This one. Did it surprise you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I grew up here and I went to this church for a long time. And so it's really good to be back. So, children's talk. We can tell our adults this too. Do you know what a bureaucrat is? They know what a bureaucrat is. What's a bureaucrat? In polite language. A bureaucrat is someone who would work for the government and get paid lots and make sure everything happens. Like, there will be a bureaucrat that's in charge of all the roads, making sure they're all fixed. So the government workers. Have you heard of Daniel in the Lion's Den? Do you know that Daniel was a bureaucrat? He was, because when he started, he was just a little guy, and then as he grew up, he went to school, he did really good at maths, and really good at everything actually, and he ended up being put in charge of a huge kingdom, one place under the king, and he was a bureaucrat. So that's kind of redefined what bureaucrat is for the old folk. And you know, I think of Daniel a lot, and when I found out that he was a bureaucrat, it kind of changed my opinion of him. Or what, yeah, and because, you know, he believed in God, and he worked really, really, really hard at everything he did, and, yeah, he did excellent things. Now, there's a saying I learnt a few years ago, and I wonder if you can learn it with me. It says, excellence, you can say it after me, excellence honours God. And inspires people.
And inspires people.
Reckon that's cool? Mm-hmm. Excellence on, we can say it again. Excellence honors God.
And inspires people.
And as Christians, we have to make a choice, you know, when we, what we're going to do and what we do during our lifetime. And I've found it really, really helpful to do the best that I can, not be perfect. You're trying to be perfect. You annoy people. But if you try to be excellent, you actually honour God in what you do. And I've got this little book, and it's good that there's some girls here because it's a girls' book. But I only bought it last week, and I thought this was a good one to read to you. And this is about the gifts that God gives us. Pretty cool drawings, eh? Can I have a look?
Please.
There you go. Okay, there are gifts locked up in me. Can't wait to unwrap them and see what I could be. An athlete? Not me. The not me wasn't in me. A dancer? You reckon you'd be a dancer? A doctor? Have a good one. A chef? I will work on my gifts till I have nothing left. In other words, you just work hard and you get good at whatever God has given you for that. I will practice. Got a problem with that one? I will train. Of course, I'll use my brain. That's how you become excellent for God. Working hard, digging deep. You notice that little going all the way through? Yeah. Not afraid to take the leap. But sometimes we've got to be faithful. Sometimes you just don't know where it's going to go, but God says, take a step. So that's taking the leap. That will see me flying high. to every obstacle I defy. It will be hard, but I won't stop. Good pictures, eh? For it will be fun on the journey to the top. And that's what Daniel did. So what was that saying I said? Yeah, excellence honors God. It inspires people. Don't try to be perfect, because that's in the avoidance. Okay, we'll say it one more time together.
Excellence honors God and inspires people.
That's cool. Can I pray for you guys? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these two young women, and I really ask that your spirit be upon them. Lord, we hold to you the vision of them becoming mighty women of God in the likeness of Christ, and that through their ministry, through their faith, through their life, they will bring many into a relationship with Jesus, and also that they will be able to help many, many people out of God's love. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, thank you. What do you do now? Gabby? You got Sunday school today? You have. So when you listen to my sermon, you've got to concentrate. And at the end of it, you'll see a girl just like your age. So keep watching. Thank you. Thank you.